So, you had a good day?
Yes, Dad.
Good. What are those little ones doing? You all by yourself, Martin? Martin, where's Richard? Big Richard. Well, where was I? Oh. Must have been when I went to the loo. Have you had a drink, Martin? Hello.
Hello.
What are you laughing at? Those two.
James and Richard. I just come in the door and they want Beethoven music on, Mozart music.
Well,
and
very cultured children.
Joanna won't be after.
Ah, you've remembered to tell me today, have you?
Dad's going to pick her up tonight.
Why, where's she going?
I've got to go to the library.
Right, well, I'm just making you some coffee. It'll nearly ready if you want to put the Beethoven music on for them.
Right, thank you. I'll go and check which in your books you take them.
I went to the loo and Ron's been and collected Amy and Richard. I wouldn't have known they'd gone. I said to Martin, where's Richard? Rebecca's with the two little ones, isn't she?
Yes, and Sally. Well, here's Jim.
What's
what do you want me to do?
You come here.
I'm coming.
I want to tell you a secret.
Come and tell me a secret.
Who's telling secrets?
James is telling me a secret.
Oh.
Tell me a secret then.
You got secrets.
Which one's Mozart? Good,
why are you having...
Oh, are you listening to the Moonlight Sonata?
No, not yet.
Is that the Moonlight Sonata? Can you say... Can you say Moonlight Sonata?
Yes.
I want to hear James say Moonlight Sonata. What? What did you say?
I
don't know what you're saying. That's all jumbled up. Tell me.
What's the Mozart on now?
Say Moonlight.
Moonlight.
That's it. Sonata.
Not
Stenata. Sonata. That's it. Say it again. Stop kicking the piano. Say Sonata. If you're going to kick the piano, you'll have to come back round here, or you'll come out of this room.
I don't.
Well, come away then. You don't kick the piano. That's not what they're for. Nor is Sally supposed to eat crisps in this room. Go in the other room, please. I don't want to... I don't vacuum in here every night. Eine kleine Nachtmusik. That's not Beethoven, though, James.
Richard wanted Mozart on.
Oh. Mozart's Jim's favourite.
No.
What's he got?
I know he keeps going like this with it. He keeps going.
What are you doing? What's Richard doing? What are you doing, Richard? Don't fiddle with the speaker, Pet. Come round here to me for a minute. He's pale, isn't he? Look at his face. Come here. Let me come here and have a cuddle from me. You're just wanting to look at what, pet?
I just want to look at...
I still don't know what you want to look at. You want to look at what?
Things.
You want to look at my things. What things do you want to look at?
I want to look at your things.
Put them all back in.
The ornaments.
Who's that?
If
I go to look at something in the supermarket and I pick it up to have a look, Bryony says, "Don't touch, that's naughty, don't touch and put it down at once." What do you especially want to look at, Richard?
I want to look at the heart. And then the glass
with
the candle.
I also want to look at them things.
It's really a pen holder, that crystal heart, yes. No, lent what? You didn't. No, that was a silver wedding anniversary present from Dorothy, who used to work with Jim. Yes. I'm sure it was from Dorothy. No, it's a long time ago.
I'm driving the minibus.
Oh, I'll get you coffee.
On Thursday. For the election.
I know someone who has a PSV license. Doug. Just got it. Mind, he does voluntary driving already for age concern at where? It's not in Morpeth. I can't remember where it is. He's applied for the Metropolitan Police. He's going down for an interview in June. I'm just going to get it. What are you doing, Sal? It's a funny place to read a book. In the kitchen, Lenny leaning on there. There's a drink there, look, on the draining board for you if you haven't had one.
No, Richard.
There you are, dear.
Thank you.
There's a video one for you. And then you say, right,
it's like a robin, that's isn't it?
It isn't, though.
Look at them dancing to Mozart, these two.
You're funny, boys. Not on there, please. No. Not on there, and don't touch those ornaments, please, because those are my
high
expensive ones.
Children, these two.
It's come off.
The handle. Oh, he's pulling the...
Don't, James, please, leave the horse alone.
I don't know. Your brother's a menace, Martin.
Look, this is brilliant.
What is it?
It's a ghost school, it is.
A ghost school?
Do you like it? I don't like it.
Rebecca, do you know if Amy took a poster?
No.
She didn't?
I don't know.
Oh.
Take your tie off, what?
Because I don't want to hurt myself, because the badge there...
Oh, Jim, Jim's badge and his tie, yes.
So he knows. Come on, then. No, don't.
You leave them there, Dad.
Yes,
leave the doors open. I don't like polishing. They need polishing, though.
At home, if I do some of the housework or something, they get money for it.
I'm always... Don't!
Have we got any ironing to do, Mum?
Oh, blimey.
I like ironing.
Oh, Rebecca. I can think of 5 million things I'd rather do.
Come on,
Rebecca says she likes ironing. I certainly don't.
I don't.
She won't when she's bigger. What, Pat?
I'm coming for rubber polish.
You're coming for the what?
I'm coming
for the polish. Well, it's very kind of you, but it doesn't matter. Thank you all the same. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a duster if you want to rub it. Will that do?
Just give me your duster.
Here, if you want it, there. That'll do. Give it a good... I think that's the right one. Give it a rub with that. Oh, no, it isn't. Hang on. It's got Windoline or something on it.
Bye-bye.
Where's the other soft... Are you going?
Yeah.
Here you are. I'll give you this. Look, this is a nice soft cloth. You can give it a rub with that. Oh, dear. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi.
He's come to get a cloth. They're in the front room with Jamie. He couldn't get in the door. They're saying, we want Beethoven music. We want Mozart music. So Jim's in there with them, and they will not leave the cabinet of the music centre, you know, the things alone. And I said, get your hands off those doors. I don't like polishing. So he's come for a cloth and the polish. Yes. So I've given him a cloth to go and rub it with.
You do not dry this hair properly.
The teacher doesn't even give us time to get dressed. She says, well, hurry up now, we've only just come out.
They all complain of that, mind, that there isn't time to get dressed, to dry the hair properly.
We've only just gone out of the bath and she says, come on, hurry up now.
Mm. Yes, remember to tell me. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Are you going swimming?
No,
is that
I'm
what
not
you're going,
just going swimming.
Is that what you're telling me?
Busy tomorrow.
Is that what
that
was what you're trying to remember?
Right,
and Wednesday on the open day, you're going after school.
Yes, I was supposed to be getting the morning, well, up till 10 o'clock off to go and see the assembly because the lady I've been replacing is back, so that meant we had somebody spare around, but we've got two people off this week.
I'll go and collect them early anyway.
So, yeah. Well, you don't have to. I mean,
I know, but when the others are going, there's...
I mean, I told you, if I went in the morning, that was it. I wouldn't be able to collect them early.
There are very few left. And I once went in to collect some, and I think it was Mrs. said, oh, good, have you come to take them away, or something like that, because there was... There weren't many left in the school, so I said, well, is it all right if I take them? Because I've not actually come to see the work. The parents are coming after school. Oh, that's fine, she said. We don't do very much.
No.
So it's ever since. Have you polished it?
No.
Well, can I just rub the lipstick off the end of your nose where I kissed you? There.
So, I'm not looking forward to breaking the news.
No, because you just told me this morning you were going to see her work in the morning.
And what's Richard been... Did you skin that duster?
He came and asked for the duster and the polish. He said, I want a cloth and the polish.
He's been just... I'm going to switch it off.
Bye, Marilyn. There, you're putting it away now.
I'm just polishing now.
No. That isn't polish anyway. You're working very hard, aren't you? You're a hard worker. My coffee's got cold. That hasn't stayed warm very long, has it? Perhaps I didn't heat it up hot enough to start with. I'll warm it up a bit. Antiseptic might do it. Oh, that's very kind of you. You're dusting all my kitchen cupboards. Do the drawers as well.
I'm dusting your kitchen cupboards and your cupboards.
You're a very, very helpful boy. Are you feeling happier now? He's not very well. He's... Look how pale he is. He's pale. James is quite pale as well.
See what you finished with.
Oh. Well, the two have finished with it together.
I want to drink of milk.
You want a drink of milk?
I do.
Well, do you? Well, try again. Mind your fingers.
You can have some milk, please.
You certainly may have some milk.
Ricky, please, can I have some milk, please?
All right. Let's find your cup.
There it is.
Yes, but you can't get it out. You'll spill it on your right. Close the fridge door, please. You're not supposed to go in the fridge either, are you? You're supposed to ask me if you want some. Look, you're letting all the cold out of the fridge. Get out of the freezer. What shall I do with you?
Nothing.
What shall I do with you?
Nothing.
Look, James, I'll get cross. Now leave the fridge and the freezer closed, please.
Nothing.
Here you are. Here's your drink of milk. Where are you? Here you are.
I'm dusting.
Please give the... No, don't fight. Richard's doing the dusting. Let him have the duster. He asked for it. Yes.
I'm making it all nice and clean.
Oh, lovely.
I'm making it
all sparkling clean, is it? That's lovely.
I want to rub the washing machine.
You want to what with the washing machine?
I want to rub it with the cloth.
You want to rub it with the cloth? Look, you're going to spill that milk if you're not careful. Look, you're going to have it on the floor. Will you hold it up straight, please? Or I might have to scream. Shall I scream? It's all right, Richard. He didn't spill any. You don't need to wipe the floor. He didn't spill it.
What's that on? Oh,
no. It's advertising colostomy.
Oh, yeah.
Bags. Okay, now that's enough. Belongs to Jim, really. I just acquired it.
Hey, forget it, Peach. We're not supposed to accomplish anything. Why do you think we're in this studying class, huh? I can tell you why I'm in this class. I'm here to teach. And as long as I am, you're here to learn. And if you can't handle that, Mr. Stoker, there's the window.
Whoa, Martin, I think your comic's here somewhere. Or did I...
Whoa, sorry, I'm late.
There you are. Remember to take it home with you, please. Goodbye.
So, you on the floor, you were finished with.
Yes.
But are you finished with that one, or do you want it out again?
I haven't read that one.
You want it out again?
Let me have a look. I don't think I've read this one.
That was the other one. The one I've just given you, a wagon load of monkeys. The other two, you were on
I've read those two. I haven't read that one. I'll have that one out, please. What's he doing with a knife? I know it's not a sharp one, but nevertheless, you don't scrape cupboard doors with a knife.
Is Briony going to have her hair short or just trimmed?
Well, her mother was You're being a pest, James. Her mother was hoping to have it just below her ears, but...
Just below. I'm getting my hair cut now because it's getting far too thick.
Look, come out of there, please. There's nothing in there for little boys. Is there?
Look at this little mess.
I know. When I make chutney, I use. Look, you'll smash all the enamel off that casserole, and it's a pretty one. I don't want it. Why don't you have a run around outside?
No.
Come on, let's go outside and have a run about. Well, get your coat then. You can show Sally how you can put your coat on. Have you seen him put his own coat on, Sally?
No.
Jim, where do you want this support that they... before they stab each other with it? Thank you. that sounds like he's in the cooker, is he?
Oh, Rick James.
Do you want strangulating? Or hanging upside down on the clothesline by your toenails?
No.
Or beating till your nose bloods vinegar? That's what Jim's mother always threatens to do to people. It's Sally's hairband.
Hairband?
Yes. Oh, Richard looks more cheerful. He's jumping up and down. Not on the road. Come back in this gate. Oh, Jim, you've left them. Stay there with Jim. James, come along. Back this way, please. Come back, horror. I can still run faster than you. Come on, good boy. You're not to run away. Come along. Here's your mummy coming. Look, there's mummy. I've got James, Jim. Have you got Richard? Jim went to put something in the garage. And these two escaped. Oh, look. Shh, look. There's Paul. Look. There's Paul in his car. Let's have a look at Bryony.
Bought you some cream cakes, so I'm very grateful.
Dorothy. Oh, look at pretty Bryony. Thank you very much. No, you're not running away. Look at your pretty sister. Look at your pretty sister. She's got her hair cut shorter. Isn't she pretty? I'm going to squash your son so it's all right. If he doesn't stop twisting my arm round.
I want to go and break
out. I think that's a load better.
Pardon?
I want to go.
Yes, it looks nice.
Over it.
Richard's cheered up. He was a bit miserable.
Bite.
He said, I want to go with mummy, but he's no, in that gate. Has Jim got hold of Richard's gate?
Yes. Oh. I believe so.
Where's the lock gone?
And you know that Jim recorded on one of his cassettes some programs for Mark. That's to replace.
You would never do that. You're such a good boy.
Video. I'm saying that's to replace the video you used. Because you record programs for Martin. Oh. That's a spare one. It's not a playlist or anything that you want to record.
Oh, she's just fallen over.
I want you in here.
Will you let Jim through the gate?
Oh, she is now.
I want to go on a bike now.
You can't have the cars and bikes out. You're going home now. Mummy's come to get you. You're going home for your tea. What? I don't know what you're saying. You're mumbling.
I want to play, please.
You can't have a bike today. Why is he mumbling like that all the time?
Leave.
No, I'm sorry, but you can't have the cars and bikes out because it's tea time. You're going home for your tea. Bryony's had her hair cut and Mummy's come back. There's a look.
Which one is it?
Which one do you think? Who are you? Who you are.
Which are the babies called again?
What's your name?
What are the babies called?
They're not babies anymore now, are they, really?
Bryony, James and...
What's your brother called?
Bryony and James.
Bryony and James and...
Richard.
That's right.
He's James.
Are you James?
I am. I knew he would be James because he said his brother's name and not his taste must be James.
There it is, Sally's got it.
You're not to climb on this gate. Look, there's a little tiny bit of rust there already.
Can't you come in?
No, I don't
want to
come in.
Come on,
kid. Now, what have I done in the car, please? I'm covered in hair.
Oh, golly. Look at that.
Jane.
You hold my hand, Richard. My goodness, you're like greased lightning, aren't you? A pair of slippery heels. Your poor mum's trying to run after your brother in high heels. Are you staying at my house tonight, James?
Bye-bye,
James. Can you get hold of Richard, please, and I'll go back and get Bryony. Bryony! Come on, pet, in the car, clever girl. Isn't she pretty? She's had a haircut, isn't she pretty? Erin thinks your hair's pretty. Jump in the car. It's tea time. Where's your little doe? Mummy's got them in her pocket. They're not there, look.
Oh, they're there.
In the front of the car.
So, is there anything you just said that they like to watch? If you want to take them looking for them.
You and me isn't on at the moment.
They love Rosie and Jim, but that's on a Monday.
Oh.
Our video doesn't work for the paper.
Oh. Well, if I'm in, I'll try and remember to tape things.
It's just if you come across anything, don't go scouring.
Yes. No, the 2 o'clock thing that they used to watch. Well, story time it was once, and.
Well, it's not for my house; it's for yours. You know, so just to.
Then you and me came back on, but it's finished and it hasn't been replaced. It's. Are you out of breath? Look at that. She's just fastened James in and he's undone his straps.
Oh, he's got his heel on. What's he doing? Touching them.
Fiddling with the gears.
They know how to open the windows.
I know.
Everything.
Well, look how quickly Richard learnt to operate my video. I've got to have the child lock on it now all the time.
Yeah.
Except I forget to put it on. And then he twiddles with the.
Blue library tickets.
I haven't seen anything with it.
I've put them down. I can't see them. I brought them down when I brought them.
Where were you? I'll help you to look.
What?
I can't hear you. What are you doing?
I'm seeing in lunch.
You didn't pick up Jim's library tickets, did you?
We did.
You haven't?
We haven't got a library ticket.
All right. He's put them down somewhere and he can't find them. And he thought perhaps you might have picked them up. Because you're always picking things up you shouldn't, aren't you?
I put it in Woolworths.
You got what at Woolworths?
We haven't got a library ticket.
Oh.
So we haven't.
What do you want to do tomorrow when you're at my house?
Well, come tomorrow.
Yes, what are you going to do?
I'll paint strawberry.
You'll paint and strawberry? How do you strawberry?
Strawberry and cheese.
Strawberry and cheese?
Strawberry and, strawberry and cheese.
Oh, that doesn't sound very nice to me. I like strawberry cheesecake though. He's telling me something about strawberry and cheese.
Oh, good. My book of clues out.
I closed my door.
Come on, all right, put your arm in and I'll close your door.
I'm sorry, I hope I haven't made you late.
I don't know. It depends what you want to do. I can prepare it now, actually. There's only Sally left, and it's only you left, sir. I know, but I can warm mine up in the microwave. Have you got a meeting tonight?
No.
I can't hear for Dorothy's car. What did you say? Is he going? I said thank you for the cake.
Oh, you've
I'm saying, is Jim going to the library in the car, the lazy lump? Take him all of 7 minutes to walk there.
I could never have got him for a haircut. But she did do it slowly, but it left.
Yes. Right, see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone. Which door's Jim gone in? We'll go around the back because I don't know if he opened the front. Oh, you have to move fast, haven't you, to catch those three? Well, two especially. Right, I can put the lock in. Well, you should know if ever you've lost anything.
Bye. See you shortly.
Did you hear what I said? I think you, I don't know if you'd gone back in the house when I said I'll prepare the dinner tonight.
I'll have it with you when you come back.
All right. Whatever you say. All right. There doesn't seem to be so much mess as usual. In fact, I might not even need to vacuum the floor, need I? If I pick that bit of paper up off there.
It's a new series.
What is it? Right. Are you watching this?
Yeah.
Right, I shall go and do some work in the kitchen then. I'm here.
What?
I went to the loo.
I've got the Easter holiday wrong. Well, I've got the box put down for the Wednesday and the Thursday off. So it's the Tuesday and the Friday I'm stuck of the second week.
Right.
Is that all right?
Yes, yes.
Because I've got the first week off. It's just, I'm just stuck for Tuesday and Friday of the second week. He's got the May Day holiday off. And in the summer, I've got the first 3 full weeks of the summer holiday off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stuck for the next 3 weeks and half a week because, I, you know, I get the August bank holiday, I get 2 days. Saying that, they're probably going up to... sometimes to stay with her, particularly with her being on her own as well this year.
Yes.
So, will that be a problem?
No.
Those 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
No.
If you're on holiday.
Our holiday is the first 2 weeks of the school holiday.
Well, mine's the first 2 weeks, but I'm keeping them off those 2 days that they're supposed to be at school.
Yes.
So I'm actually taking the first 3 weeks, and you're taking the last two of mine. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're doing it all right.
Yeah.
Right, okay then, we shall go. I hope the weather keeps up because I want a good week next week. We're going to work out where we're going to go for a couple of days, aren't we? Got any good suggestions? We were going to go to the Hancock Museum to see the Monsters of the Deep, but it ended in March.
Oh, that's right. There's a new exhibition.
Where?
At the Hancock. What did Pat tell me? She just told me yesterday.
Oh, was it dinosaurs?
Yes.
Yes, I saw it on Sunday.
Yes, it is. It's dinosaurs.
Well, we could go and see that. What? The dinosaurs exhibition at the Hancock and the other things there. So it's a good museum. Then we could have a lunch at McDonald's and a look round the... Could go to the Joycey Museum as well, that's free.
Yes.
If I can find my way there. I'll probably have to do my tour of the quaysides and start at the beginning where we went and go all the way round.
Yes.
And then I know where I am. I just can't go to it from this end. Right, I'm out tonight. I'm at the Joiners with friends, so I better go and get our tea.
I'm doing hours when I come back.
Oh, are you going to have rubbish?
From me leaping about.
He's still doing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you, thanks.
Right. Got much done. I've got all the cups and things washed, but our Craven's just phoned me. Once she gets a phone bill, have I got time? I've got time to do the potatoes before I go out. She said, the reason that woman who does the earrings couldn't make them for me was that she buys all the parts. Well, the flower earrings she makes, she buys all these parts and she assembles them, whichever parts you want, the colours and everything, and the order you want them. But the little figures, she buys them and she just paints them. And that's how she could make the ones for Shirley for me. She gets little soldiers and she can paint them in the camouflage dress, you know, the Paris smock.
The red hat.
But it's not red. It'll think it's military police. That's how she can do it with a maroon beret. Because she said to me, did I want a peaked cap? And I said, no, the maroon berry. So it shows it's the parachute regiment. It's something I've just thought of, though. When they wear the camouflage things, is that when they wear the maroon belt round? Isn't the khaki belt with the dress uniform? Anyway, she said... Catherine said she was surprised that the woman couldn't do it for me before the end of June. But Catherine, because I didn't know Catherine sells stuff for her. Yes. That's how Catherine gets such a lot of stuff by post. She actually, but you spoke to Catherine on the phone and I was out. And you didn't tell me that part. And but Catherine hasn't got her number.
You have.
Well, I have, because we have we've got that Durham and Wearside telephone directory. So I gave Catherine the number, and she said she's got to ring her tonight about something. I think what Catherine must have done was, well, she must have sent orders to her by post. Because they're not ex-directory if we can get hold of the number. So she's going to say to her, could she do it any quicker? And I said, well, the woman said if she could do it any quicker, she would ring me. She asked for my phone number. You know, I'm hungry. I feel slightly sick. I think I'll eat a digestive biscuit. It's a bit late, isn't it, to start eating now. No, I'll walk round. I'm meeting Kathy at the bottom of the road or outside her house, whatever. Lorraine's not going again.
Well, I went in Brown, you see, I had two books ordered.
Yeah.
And they gave me three books. That's a little bit too short, but any good on the same thing, I think, this one I'm looking at.
What was it?
Oh, you have to wait a minute. I don't care. Well, have I ordered it with... just look wonder is where now, how is it? Even so, I can't think. Now I've said that, and I said, are you sure I've ordered this? And it was this young lad who served me, you see. And so the more senior librarian, she says, yeah. She said, might be interesting. It was about, it was a very sort, it was an old, it was got it from the British Lending Library, but it was about architecture of Italy, you see, but it was quite a detailed thing, you know, really put detail.
You mean it's kind for architects?
That's right.
Serious students of architecture.
I don't know.
Marilyn got...
Because first I thought it was one of the books I ordered for you, about, you know, with the same writer. Oh, it was by Sackville. Something to do with Sackville, you know, the, what they call it?
Vita Sackville West?
That's right, that, I think it was something like that, so, or in that, she was mentioning it anyway. So it must be just something to do with gardens as well. She was a gardener, wasn't she? Vita Sackville.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
And lots of other things.
I thought at first it was one of the books I'd ordered for you with regard to what they call it from the Dales.
Mm-hmm. Right, there's the potatoes done anyway. Get them in some water.
Well, I've got no leaflets. I mean, the dairy is having a baby. I asked for leaflets last week, and even because part of the centre of the town near the issue thing, but it's no use. I've got more issues now. Oh well, it's got some. And the last, well, I think 20 might be all I need.
Brian Wedderburn needs 20. Oh, I told you that.
Brian Wedderburn needs 20, that's all, apart from what I need.
That was to do with behind all gates that you said you were doing.
No, I didn't say that. I wasn't doing behind gate
course.
No, I was just doing the front. He did behind door.
Well, he was 20 short.
Well, Brian Weatherburn needs 20, and I need about 20 as well. So, putting, you know, the hill gate, the houses, you know, as you go into the park, past the Joiner's Arms, you know, those houses up there.
Was that Dorothy?
That was Dorothy, yes.
Has she got plenty left?
She's got about 20 left, yes.
Oh. Right. Look, I'll have to go and get changed, or I'm going to be late.
I've been to...
Oh, where's that digestive biscuit I was going to eat?
I've been to Comfort House and arranged to take the residents there to Roose Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also spoke to John this afternoon. He said yes, this morning, I mean. About taking them, yes. She said yes, definitely take them. And I've suggested that Jack goes in.
Well, can't do any harm. Why doesn't he go when he's in on Wednesday? He's
well,
coming to the market on Wednesday. Why doesn't he go in while then?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter when he goes, as long as he
You're not
in.
Off, are you?
Half day Wednesday.
Oh, you won't be able to. Anyway, I've got to get changed quickly.
Yes.
Oh, I need a pair of clean socks. I'm not pinching your socks, I'm using my own white ones. Oh, which is a pair here? That one goes. It's a pair. They belong to the triplets. Right. Right. Money. Thank you.
what do you want me to do with the dinner?
Right, I've got no money in my pocket.
But I'm having to put it on.
What?
It's 7 o'clock.
Not if you like. What else do I need?
You've got your socks. You got your money, you got your match, you got your coat, and you've got your socks.
I should hope so, I've got my socks on my feet.
So what more do you need?
Nothing. I've got some tissues.
Pardon?
I've got some tissues in my pocket. Right. I'm going in to see you later.
Right, to that.